And we're joined on the line by Olympian and Letterkenny AC athlete Brendan Boyce. Brendan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Miles.
Brendan, you're coming to us from Paris. You were competing today, indoor event, a French qualifying for their national championships, I presume. Tell us how you got on.
We're over just outside Paris racing. Racing for a club, Vernon, so they invited us over to do a bit of coaching with their kids. So there happened to be a regional qualifier at the same time, so kind of fitted in with what we were doing over here, so we decided to give the 5k a bit of a head out. Decided that it was only me and Rob really in it, and there was the local ones weren't able to go with the pace at all, so I just went with Rob at the start, and I went through 3k in about 11:56, which is a bit aggressive for me at the minute. So struggled in the last 2k, came home in 2018, so Still my best time for this early January. Still, normally I wouldn't be racing until February indoors. So it's good. It's a good head out this morning.
Rob Heffernan, obviously competing with you there, he won it. He broke the 20-minute barrier. You're training with him, I presume. Did you think that perhaps you could take him today?
I've been away training in the Canaries and in Spain. Rob stayed at home this winter, so I haven't done any sessions with him, so it was kind of hard to judge if I'd be able to go with him today. But Rob's proved himself to have a bit of speed in his legs, even at the age of 38, so I wasn't too worried about him being dropped today. But no, it's still good. It's good development for me, and we have a big race coming up in 2 weeks in Slovakia, and we'll be doing a bit more specific prep for that, so hopefully this is just a test for us now going forward.
So what event is that, and what distance will it be?
It's another 5K indoor meet in Bratislava. It's just one of their permit races over there, and they're bringing in a few good athletes from all over. So there'll be British athletes there, Polish, Slovakians, and ourselves. The three of us are going over from Ireland to race. So it'll be probably one of the most... probably the most competitive indoor 5K in Europe this year, so it's good to get involved in that kind of environment, especially in Olympic year.
How many athletes can fit on an indoor track?
I think there was about 15 in the race today, so most of the race was done in lane 2, so hopefully the next time the lads will be a bit more competitive, we'll be able to keep it all in lane 1.
So that would obviously affect your time by racing out in lane 2?
It would have taken a bit of an edge off, but it's still more how the race goes in itself. You know, the specific K splits wouldn't matter too much today. It was more trying to get the effort in.
So how do you get speed into your legs?
The next 2 weeks now, I'll do K rep sessions, and I'll do 600 rep sessions, and we'll bring the recoveries down and try and hit the speed and low recoveries, and see, that should bring us on a bit now. So we've only been doing mileage up to this point. I've only done one session of Ks with long recoveries, so shorten our recoveries, and hopefully it'll give us a bit more resistance in the speed for the last K or two.
Are you tempted to, break the rules, the walking rules, when you're indoor and going faster?
No, it wouldn't be any temptation like that. The technique is important to going fast. So if you're losing the technique, you're probably losing speed as well. So better to keep it all together and flowing nicely.
I presume it helps you so develop your technique.
It would, yeah. I mean, even today, the last 2K, I was struggling, and the judges and everyone was saying I started to tighten up and my stride was getting shorter. So that's the kind of thing that happens when you're at the edge and you're on your limit. So hopefully the training we'll do over the next 2 weeks will sort that problem out, and I'll be able to keep everything stronger over the last K of the race, and hopefully be in the mix.
Well, Brendan, we wish you luck in your training in the next couple of weeks, and perhaps maybe next Sunday we might have a more comprehensive conversation with you. But well done today, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.